This week, we're going to talk Episode 9's Leia performance, Admiral Ackbar, some comments in the news, Ron Howard also showing up, and then we have an exciting announcement from the droids you're looking for, a Star Wars podcast. Welcome back to the Droids You're Looking For, a Star Wars podcast. Alongside Chris, I am Sam, and that's what I call two droids short of a cockpit.
Oh, that was good. That's gotta hurt.
Just imagine if I said it fast.
I was a little worried there that we were going to make it through to the hyperspace moment, but we did. We got there.
Hey, yeah. This bucket of bolts, she doesn't look like much, but she'll get you there in a hurry.
You're more than a bucket of bolts.
Oh, thanks. Tell that to my wife. I can say that. I got married a year ago.
Exactly.
So how you been, man?
Been good. Been off the pod for a couple of weeks. Been listening. Sounding great. I got to just call you guys out. I mean, yeah. For the communications interruption.
I knew this was coming. I've been dreading this.
You guys were questioning whether or not it was a line in the movie. I was stunned. I could not believe it.
I'll pull back the curtain. The terrible thing was that I 100% knew. I knew Mike was right. Mm-hmm. I knew it sounded familiar. Mm-hmm. I just couldn't have told you in a million years what it was from. And I knew. And the thing that was driving me absolutely nuts, it was one of two times this happened last week, mm-hmm. was that this is how you've poisoned my existence, Chris, living with you for 6 years, is that I knew, and this is the first of two times last week, where I knew Chris would know this and would get this and would be redeeming us as a...
I'd be on it. That line has always been very funny to me. It was featured in one of the early trailers for The Phantom Menace. That's why it's kind of imprinted in my brain, but my brother...
Right,
and about
how long did that take you to download, Chris?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I mean, over 56K modem for that trailer. We're talking hours. Go back to the earlier episodes. You can listen and see. Family was very angry that night.
Just a peek behind the curtain at Lil' Chris and what was important, you know, in the early days.
No phone calls.
In the wild west of the internet.
No phone calls for 6 hours. But
do we have enough? I assume all of our listeners are exactly our age and demographic, but like there's probably some people out there like the internet used to like actually come through the phone.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was like, we also didn't used to have everyone have a cell phone. So it was like you had to choose between reading information on the web or having the ability to communicate with a real exactly. human.
It was a real option. And when Star Wars was involved, it always fell to Star Wars. I mean, also, I think it might have been the first website I ever went to also. Like, I immediately went to starwars.com.
Okay, well, let's not spend too much time talking about the first website.
Okay,
we ever
all right. Anyhow, that line,
a very good one. We'll
that line sticks out. That line sticks out for me for a very particular reason, because my brother and I used to joke all the time about that. When he's like, a communications breakup can mean only one thing. We're like, what? The satellite's out? Like, they didn't plug it in?
somebody left the dial-up? Yeah. The 56K modem.
Somebody bumped the cable? What? Why does it only mean one thing?
I'm still back. I remember one of the earliest things that I remember getting from the internet was, like, my cousin told me that they were making an X-Men movie. And this was way before. Yeah. And it was like a rumor. And it was like RuPaul was going to play Storm.
Wow.
And, oh gosh, I wish I could remember any. It was like going to be Jubilee. It was going to be very like 90s yeah. X-Men. And I remember like finding on Google someone had, it must have been like early days of Photoshop, but mm-hmm. like had made a poster of like images. And I printed it out because like, I don't know. I was a little kid. I thought it was official. Right. So I like thought it was the real. And I still have this like dot matrix printed version of a not oh, real yeah. X-Men movie.
Printing out information. I have. I hope
well,
I still
how else
have
are you gonna save it?
I have just like binders of Star Wars printouts because they used to have like the Star Wars encyclopedia on the website. And I was like, oh, I'm going to be tricky. And I downloaded basically every article and like printed it out.
And what was that website again? That was
StarWars.com.
StarWars.com, right.
They used to have like an encyclopedia on it. And it
we are actually, not, just to be clear, we are not an official podcast. We are not sponsored by StarWars.com.
No, we are in no way, but StarWars.com. I mean, StarWars.com. So anyhow, if you can do it, go visit StarWars.com. And you know what? Recreate that magic. Go to the Wayback Machine. Type in StarWars.com. Select 1996, 95 maybe, and see what happens. It was kind of fun.
Stop standing in line at the post office. Stop paying for stamps. Go to StarWars.com.
The amount of podcast commercials that are burnt into my brain, just like that line from the trailer. I mean, they're just being piped into our skulls. So that's why, listen to the droid you're looking for, a Star Wars podcast.
An Irish Star Wars podcast.
Yeah, I don't know what that accent was.
Go to StarWars.com, and it'll ship directly to your door in a box the size of a mini fridge.
Okay. All right. We're done. This is what happens when Mike and Ryan are gone. We just talk about the making of podcasts.
I'd say we were going off the rails, yeah. But there are no rails.
Hey, I do want to give...
don't need rails.
that's a mixed metaphor. I have a shout-out, actually, to another podcast.
Whoa.
Yeah, how about that? So that's a good segue.
What's podcast?
But I just... oh, boy, Sam. we're going to have a talk after this. Over Memorial Day, which that Saturday coincided with the release anniversary of Star Wars A New Hope, Episode 4, later titled A New Hope, I know. I think it was sent around.
Hold on, we got to back up. Listeners, yeah. Do you know the nomenclature, the naming scheme of the Star Wars movies, and do we need to run through it? What happened on Memorial Day, Chris?
It was on the, shame on me, Star Wars fan, didn't even realize that it was the release memorial of Star Wars. So I recommended in this thread.
Not what Memorial Day is commemorating.
I know. And obviously Memorial Day commemorates a lot more important things very good. And, but this podcast was going around our text chain. The droids have a little text chain that we basically constantly talk on. It's called Blockbusters, and it was like a docudrama in a podcast form of Spielberg and Lucas kind of making Jaws and Star Wars at the same time. And I got to tell you, it was so entertaining, and it made kind of the Star Wars anniversary feel so special. So I'm a shout out to the podcast. It's called Blockbusters. It's very well produced. It has an amazing score. It has an original score to it, kind of inspired by John Williams. They really play John Williams as a character in this. Also, he's like a central part of the story. You learn all sorts of fun facts about those two making films at this time. The fact that I'll just give one without giving too many spoilers, that while in studio recording the soundtrack to Star Wars, everything kind of seemed abysmal. The movie wasn't going well. And then as soon as they heard the score, everyone started crying. George Lucas ran and grabbed a phone. He was in London at the time and grabbed a phone, ran up to the recording studio, and Steven Spielberg, who was filming Close Encounters of the Third Kind, I believe in Alabama. I could be wrong on every one of these location facts. Anyhow, it was a $600 phone bill because George Lucas just held the phone up with Spielberg listening to the soundtrack. So there's lots of great little stories in this thing. I can't recommend it enough. It was a lot of fun.
And another fun fact is they call phones in London the telly.
The telly. He picked up the telly. So you'll learn that.
I don't know. That might mean television. I was just goofing. I almost said banana, but then I said telly. I think banana's funnier now.
I mean,
fun fact.
Sometimes you can hold a banana and it looks like a phone.
That's where I was going.
But it's six episodes, 25 minutes each. Highly recommend. It's produced by Epic Left Media. It's a couple people. They had a little like Kickstarter or Patreon, rather, you can join. So a tip of the cat to Blockbuster.
That's great. And I believe that was called to our attention by Oh gosh, listener, friend of the pod, Ryan.
Oh, is that, Ryan, I remember when he was a featured guest for a couple like of years.
It's like a vague, foggy memory of a half forgotten past.
I thought he was a myth.
Nailed it! Oh man, but you know what? He's gonna have to come on and show you how it's really done.
For sure,
because of course, Ryan, famous for his Daisy Ridley impression.
Famous. World famous.
Well, that's great, man. It's good to have you back. I'm glad that you know, look, we're hauling Rathtars, which is dangerous this week.
We're
flying with a light crew and we're going to keep zipping Rathtars right along. I'd love to take a moment to remind everybody, please follow and engage with us on Twitter. We're at DroidsPod, Instagram at DroidsPod, Facebook, The Droids Podcast, and you can send us an email or a voicemail, however you want, at droidspod@gmail.com. And just definitely, like, rate and review us, especially on iTunes, but on whatever podcatcher you're using. And the most important thing is, if you have made it this far, if you're into episode 82 and you've been listening all along to whatever it is we talk about here and you're still enjoying it, like, tell a friend, tell somebody that you think might also enjoy it. You know, word of mouth, that's the biggest way these things spread, and we'd love to grow sort of the community around the droids. We'd like to
get our droid army. These are the droids you're looking for.
So with that, let's move into some of the, I mean, gosh, Chris, I've been having trouble keeping up with all the news this week.
Oh, it's been crazy. Sam, that's a lie. We know that's a lie. I think with Galaxy's Edge out, it's been, I'm going to say the news well is a little dry.
We're talking about, the film news well is dry. There's obviously, and we're kind of, I didn't mean to cut you off, but we're kind of saving the Galaxy's Edge stuff for Mike, and he's not here, but there is obviously just more and more and more coming out about Galaxy's Edge. It looks like our dream come true.
It really does. I've been watching a lot of videos on YouTube of people posting their experiences, and honestly, front to back, this thing looks like a place I want to be.
Have you seen the photos of it at night, the park at night?
No.
They released photos today of the park at night.
Yeah.
And it was like one of those things where I was just like, oh, of course that changes everything. Like, I became so excited again.
There is a weird element of it when I look at it. I forget that it's like a Disney park or a park at all. It just looks like a place you can go. You know what I mean?
100%. I do know what you mean, and it's kind of funny to say that, but I think they learned this. I have not been to the Harry Potter Hogwarts theme park. Is that Universal that does
I believe it is.
I've never been, but from what I understand, what they did something similar, which was, rather than create a traditional sort of theme park, like literal theme, meaning like they had a theme to follow with all the rides and stuff, they instead made an immersive experience, and that is really exciting.
Right. It's kind of the future of all of this.
I think so. I mean, I've mentioned on the pod before, I work in, I've been working in theater for the last decade, and there is absolutely, you know, it's familiar to me that there is an interest for people to really have immersive experiences, to go and witness and participate in experiential theater and things. There's a play, I believe it came over from the UK, but it's in New York, called Sleep No More. That's this like experiential dance meets haunted house show that follows the narrative of the Scottish play, which I'm not in a theater, so I can call it Macbeth. But it's, you know, it's
I was gonna say The Odd Couple.
so close. The Bard, you know, it was funny when they unearthed that one, a very late play by
nailed by, what 1960s New York life was like, though. Pretty crazy.
It's great. Nailed it. Very hot. I love that movie. That's a, we watched that in the summer. That is a summer movie.
That is a steamy summer movie, isn't it?
We got to fire that up,
when
man.
It's 95 degrees outside and you can't even sit in your couch, throw that thing on.
If you guys have not seen The Odd Couple and you like Star Wars, watch it. You're going to have such a... It's so great. It's going to be right up your alley.
Do you know what's another good one? A good summer movie. And this will kind of tie back to Star Wars. American Graffiti. Is it starting to warm up a little bit on a summer night? Don't turn the lights on. Throw on American Graffiti. You'll be happy you did.
That's going to sound great for everybody. Yeah. I don't know. What, editor's note? Ryan, cut that? We'll see.
We'll see.
Probably not going to happen. Probably still
listeners,
in here.
Listeners, write us if you hear that.
Yeah, let me know. I won't be listening.
Should we dig in? Or
yeah, let's dig in. I said we're gonna keep this moving, and then we literally just
then we just started talking about other movies.
This is classic Chris and Sam. We're on the roommate shuffle right now.
There you go.
Doing the roommate shuffle.
We're at a wedding. Also, we're doing this live from a wedding.
Mazel, everyone. All right.
Hold on, Chris, I gotta smash a glass.
What's the first piece of news?
All right. So the first piece of news is. There's been a lot of rumors how they're going to put in the late, great Carrie Fisher into The Rise of Skywalker. And so there's been a lot of talk and a lot of concern of how they're going to do this. And people are worried that it's going to be a digital recreation like we saw in Rogue One with like the Tarkin approach, or even Carrie Fisher herself, who was recreated as a younger version in that movie.
They do call that the Tarkin maneuver, right?
The Tarkin maneuver. There you go. And people's concern there is that it kind of approaches that uncanny valley. So if you can't, if you think something's off, but your brain's still saying like, no, that's real. I often get tricked by this. I thought the children of Thanos were real at one point when I was watching that, but
we might have that recorded on the pod. I don't
that
know.
That might have been. I was like, hey, that.
If it's not, yeah, it is a like, true fact that Chris legitimately thought that they were somehow like physical. actually there on set looking like they did on the screen.
It got me. So there you characters. Go. So it's a spectrum of people that could kind of see this stuff. But what they are kind of confirming...
You're on a spectrum, that's for sure.
Okay. And what they're kind of confirming is that they're going to use a method of compositing. That's the rumor now, is that they're going to actually take old shots from The Force Awakens and footage that they didn't use and The Last Jedi... and kind of position that over actual costuming, real life stuff, and kind of mat it in several different ways. And they're going to use some slight CG to kind of edit and add aging and things like that that are relevant to the story they're trying to tell in The Rise of Skywalker. So I think it's kind of it's a little bit of you might see it and it might look a little synthetic, but from all accounts by J.J. Abrams and this kind of anonymous source. Not my anonymous source, the person telling the story, said it's going to look real. It's working for the movie. And I mean, I think that's obviously has, they're not going to say, yeah, this is kind of going to be weird. Like no one's going to say that.
Well, I think, so there's a couple things. You know, first, I do think the process they're using, it is wise of them to get out in front and actually explain it, because it is going to be a, when, as soon as she shows up in the movie, there's going to be speculation. And what they're doing is they're setting an expectation. And essentially, they're kind of describing a modern process of like digitally aided rotoscoping.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like where that's what it sounds like to me. They're like cutting out footage, like they're cutting her out of footage from The Force Awakens that was unused. They're applying it, and then they're using kind of all the practical wizardry plus some computers to cover up the seams. You know, I'm in support of it. I think one thing to address, I feel like this news has been out there for a long time.
Yeah,
Chris was really insistent on including this as this week's news.
We're recording on Wednesday, a peek behind the curtain. And this news came out like 2 hours ago. I think this might be like, I don't even know if it's the right people are concerned about it. Like, I don't know if this is kind of like a troll thing that's starting take lift. But it seems like this topic has come up a lot. Like, people are starting to get like, how are they going to do? Like, I've noticed this on some of the forums and things like that. I don't think it's an issue personally. I haven't even thought twice about it. I was like, oh, maybe she just won't be in the movie. Like, I would be okay if that happens. Like, that's not, I don't.
I mean, they made an early, you know, they made early statements. They said, you know, she would. They I think, oh man, I wish I'm not going to look this up now. It'll take me too long. Right. Cause you know, we don't live in a modern age, but,
you got that.
But like, I seem to recall them saying early on, like, oh, Carrie will not appear in the movie. We will not do a digital recreation.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then after people had some distance, they sort of announced, well, she will appear, but it's not a digital recreation. It's using footage that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And it was assumed that might be from The Last Jedi, but yeah. Rian Johnson and JJ were like, no, it's from The Force Awakens. Mm-hmm. So we've kind of known this for a long time.
Yeah.
And I think what they're doing, and again, I actually really support this, is I think they're trying to be really clear and upfront mm-hmm. and set expectations, because yeah. as soon as you have something like this,
mm-hmm.
This is the kind of moment in a film that for a lot of people, just because it is, the scene will interact with our real world
mm-hmm.
for every member of the audience. We know exactly. that Carrie Fisher has passed. And so it immediately runs the risk by including her at all in this film.
Yeah.
It runs the risk of taking you out of the film. And I think what they're doing is they're trying to be as upfront as possible
mm-hmm.
to sort of get people used to the idea in advance so
yeah.
that when you're watching the movie, it's not jarring. And I appreciate that. I respect it.
I honestly do, too. And I think it shows that they're kind of carrying this with a reverence as well. Like
Absolutely.
They want her in the movie, which is like, I think that's kind of the point, right? They want her to be a part of this. And I think how you kind of think about it, to maybe step back, like film theorize here. How is this really different than making a movie in any other means, right? You're grabbing pieces of performances
right.
and you're splicing them together. Obviously, some of the dialogue and stuff is like maybe retrofitted and that kind of thing. Or there could be a voice double. That happens a lot. But I think kind of what we're seeing is movie making, and I think it's a honorable, like, just testament to her work that they can use other footage and grab a performance out of that. That shows her talent as an actor.
Well, and I think I agree, and I think her, you know, I think Carrie Fisher's just absolutely tragic and untimely passing. You know, I do think that with these films, they were in a difficult position. The options were, digitally recreate, do what they're doing, or mm-hmm. not have her in the movie. And, you know, I think digital recreation is a wise thing to avoid because it's mm-hmm. it's not going to age well. It'll go down, poorly history you out of the movie.
Yeah, it's such a set piece type of thing. Like,
yeah.
I think it was fine in Rogue One because the stakes, albeit were blowing up the universe, the galaxy, but I think that that's the kind of movie to test that stuff out.
Well, and I think I also think like she performed that, as I understand. I think they digitally de-aged her mm-hmm. performance. This is a little different,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
I think they're handling it great.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is great. Maybe a bit non-newsy, but
yeah.
But we'll get into there have been some very sort of minor stories, but we're gonna tackle these quickly. The first was there was some news early in the week, or maybe it was at the end of last week, but old Admiral Akbar, the actor puppeteer who played Admiral Akbar, Jamie Stangroom, was recently interviewed and spoke up, and it made headlines that he did express his disappointment in the way Akbar's character was concluded, was sewn up in The Last Jedi,
mm-hmm.
Which made headlines because it was, you know, it was one of many points that people who were, you know, the film's detractors felt, you know, was a slight and a notch against
yeah.
the movie. I will very quickly read what he actually said. This is from one of the first, if not the first, to report it was UpRocks. That's where I'm reading this news from. But upon reading the script, this is funny. This is a disaster.
What's that?
The puppeteer actor. I've insulted him further. His name's Tim Rose.
Oh,
he was
yeah.
speaking to Jamie Stangroom in an interview.
I was going to say that name didn't sound... Yeah.
No, it didn't sound familiar at all. It sounded wrong to me, too. I was reading fast. oh, boy.
That's how
well,
we do
you know
it.
What?
And that
you
was Hot and Fresh by Sam.
That was a misread, inability to read. Illiteracy by Sam. Illiteracy by Sam. perfectly fluid transition. So anyway,
yeah.
Tim Rose, the puppeteer, said that he was reading the script, and then he was excited because he had also appeared, you know, he had been on set and worked on The Force Awakens, but unfortunately his part was cut from that movie, so he was really excited to be back for Last Jedi, and then he saw that, he said, quote, oh, Ackbar's going out the window. Well, that's that then. And on his final day of shooting, when they had finished up his work, they did something very common on movie sets, which is, you know, they'll often have one of the actors or a set visitor or a producer or someone get to actually do the clapper and, like, you know, either open up and label what the scene is or wrap for the day. And so they actually had him come by to the camera to sort of say that's a wrap for the day, but they had him say it's a wrap. obviously a riff on his line, which I'm reading that. I think that's all fun and games. I think that's great. But he said that he was literally in tears in the suit because he thought when they called him down, he was going to be doing one final poignant scene, not just saying it's a wrap. And so he felt that it was sort of a slight against the, you know, his, all his work as Admiral Ackbar throughout the series, which, I don't know. What do you think?
I mean, it kind of goes, I could gotta go either way with this, and it's not for me to decide. It's up for those people and their feelings. But I think what ultimately there's a lot of characters in these movies, and there's a lot of people in these costumes. And I was actually surprised that, like, he was doing the voice in the costume, which is kind of impressive as well.
Yeah,
I wouldn't suspect that would happen, or maybe they just had the guy say it. But I think it's probably gonna be a bummer, but it could be generationally. Also, the filmmakers, like Admiral Ackbar, may not have had as much presence of mind as the other characters. If you think about it in that timeline, I mean, he was in Return of the Jedi for just a handful of minutes, and then we don't see him for a long time. So he's not like a huge character. Does that detract away from somebody's experience? No. So for us, I mean, but does it, do I side with either side? No.
Yeah, I don't know. My initial take is kind of like, hey, Tim, did you get paid for working on these movies? Then, like, what are you complaining about? Like, it's not, you didn't invent this thing. You're, you know, be happy to be on the ride. But I don't want to be insensitive, because it is part of the beauty of Star Wars and part of what makes these movies work is how much the people in those costumes commit and care.
Right.
And I think they do care, and they are excited, and they are so grateful that everyone wants something special out of it. And unfortunately, that just cannot happen for everybody. So I kind of come down in the middle.
When does Star Wars Galaxy fit into the world? Or Galaxy's Edge?
Mike will be back next week on The Droids You're Looking For. Look forward to the answer to that.
Before The Last Jedi?
I think so.
Well, then, conceivably.
I think they said that because I think they didn't want to reveal whether or not, like, the Falcon's presence was, you know, dating something or any of the things,
well,
any
then,
of the droids that are there.
He could be back at a Galaxy's Edge.
That, hey, he could be, and maybe Tim Rose wants to go spend all day, every day during the summer out in a prosthetic
suit. I just
guest
appearances. I'll tell you what, though. Tim, if you want to come on this pod and discuss this with us, we're open door. Always.
Absolutely.
For Admiral Ackbar.
Always an open door policy.
Admiral Ackbar.
Anybody with an admiral rank or above is welcome to walk in at
any
time.
It is sad to think he won't be around. So, I mean, Admiral Ackbar, you get a tip of the cat. Tim, you get a tip of the cat.
I mean, here's the thing, though. Like, I guess the thing is, I feel like Admiral Ackbar's popularity is a product of the internet age. Like, I feel like the memification of him is what made him popular. It's a Trap become a thing, I immediately was like, oh, I remember that guy.
Yep.
He's cool looking, but I never had the affinity that some fans seem to for him.
Exactly. And I think the same, I mean, a similar thing happened with Boba Fett as well. Like, he was just Boba Fett. He was a kind of a minor character, but he just looked so dang cool. And then George Lucas decided to take his story and bring it further. So Either way, I mean, it's great to see Akbar. Bad to see him die. I'm gonna miss him.
Admiral Akbar did play a big part in that Thrawn trilogy that that I read alone.
Interesting. All right. Well, there you go. Maybe there's a Thrawn movie coming up.
Well, that's it for news. Oh, wait, no, there was another little tiff in the news.
We're doing the Star Wars gossip cast.
Yeah, I mean, this is, I think, yet again, I think the Akbar story was blown out of proportion by the headlines. I think this one is as well.
Right now, recently, Sam is sipping on like a giant thermos with a straw, and he's kind of leaning over my table, TMZ style.
I'm standing at a lectern in front. And I'm going, hey, Chris, tell me what happened with this. What's the story with this? Recently, Ron Howard was out promoting a documentary, and he did an interview on the Happy, Sad, Confused podcast where he talked about Solo and the film's box office underperformance and the fact that, you know, probably no sequel coming. And he said, what Ron Howard actually said was, I wish it could have lived up to box office expectations. That's disappointing. Why didn't it? Well, maybe that's the release date. Maybe it was too nostalgic. Maybe it was pushed back from the previous movie. Could be some trolling, definitely. He said it was especially noticeable in several algorithms like Metacritic and Rotten Tomatoes. There was an inordinate push down on the want to see score and fan voting. So he says he didn't take it personally, but he thinks it's, you know, a shame for the movie. And that's what he said. Of course, it gets blown up, and you know, it's like, you know, Ron Howard says online trolls are to blame for Solo's underperformance, which is clearly not what he actually said.
No.
He threw out a number of things, I think all of which we've addressed on the pod, and all of which I think were contributing factors.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think all of that coupled with a missed time of release, I think it is interesting now. It seems like as Disney had kind of announced that they're not going to be doing as many Star Wars movies and gave a definitive timeline on that, it seems like everyone else is a little less afraid to speak out against, what happened. They're kind of their professional experiences. They're kind of like, well, the gauntlet's already laid. I know I'm not going to get another Star Wars movie anytime soon. So,
and also like the Band-Aid's now been torn off. Yeah. So it's like safe to talk about.
Yeah.
That these movies underperformed because Disney's. Yeah. Sort of tacitly acknowledge that maybe it underperformed.
It's almost a little bit endearing as a Star Wars fan to hear them say like, yeah, that one just didn't do well. Like, I think that's kind of, it's kind of fun as a fan experience, like to be kind of part of it, be like, yeah, we all took that one. Like, it was cool, but just people didn't like it. It's almost like they're talking to us.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I think I appreciate the honesty, and I think I'm not surprised that it's coming from someone like Ron Howard, who seems to, I mean, he's, you know, you look at him and it's like he's had a blessed career. He's worked as an actor, he's worked as a director, he's had a bunch of hits, he's had some misses. The fact that he can kind of look and just be fairly frank about it and say like, hey, look, this is what I think happened. It could have been any of these things. It feels a little bit like, oh, it's water off his back. I'm glad the guy's not.
Yeah.
You know, he's established enough. It doesn't feel like, I don't know if I mentioned it on the pod or off air last week, but it's like I feel bad for someone like Gareth Edwards, who we haven't seen a new film from.
Yeah.
You know, where it's like, oh man, did the pressure and challenges and sort of trials he went through with getting Rogue One out there, you know, did that break him down as a director? Whereas like, you know, Ron Howard's like, nah, this is a movie, you know?
It's the same thing that, I mean, George Lucas went through making Star Wars Episode 4 New Hope. Was not titled at the time A New Hope, but they later went back and retitled. His experience directing was so overwhelming that he basically stepped away from that side of the filmmaking afterwards to be like, it's too much. So I think maybe there are some pressures that a Star Wars film probably leads to just because of the almost experimental nature of like the effects and what's going to be involved, and I think you really have to hold that vision in your head and commit to it when you make one of these movies. Like, you have to be so confident that you know how this is going to turn out.
And 100%.
And like, I think that they're getting the right people to do that. It would be great to see some more diversity in this, in these people. And who knows? I think the Ron Howard did build a little mini universe, kind of, and Lord and Miller as well, a little mini solo universe, if you solo universe, of kind of intergalactic rules and things like that. So I think I would love to see a TV series for Solo down the line. I mean,
Be a very interesting,
like a six-parter or something, you know.
That could be a great compromise. We see that Disney is, you know, now obviously, Disney's doing that with some of the Marvel stuff where, arguably they've had a lot of success. They're doing it with characters with whom they've had success, but maybe not enough to justify movies. Unclear if they'd go that route with Solo, but I would absolutely support it. I would be down for a full sequel. It, mm-hmm. Was clearly setting up.
Yeah.
More movies. It's not my favorite. It's not my favorite of the new Disney era or the all time list.
Sure.
But we enjoyed it. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I'm never going to turn my nose up at a Star Wars movie. And I'd say, hey, you invested a lot in these people, in these sets, in this world that you're trying to build. Give it another go.
There was a hashtag going around that was Solo 2 for a little bit too.
Right.
Which was fun. So,
look, Chris, for that. did you like Solo?
I did like Solo. Yeah.
Did you like Rogue One?
I did like Rogue One.
Did you like The Last Jedi?
Love The Last Jedi.
Did you like Force Awakens?
Are you kidding me? Love it.
All right. And have you been pretty outspoken about it? I mean, we have a podcast. Like, you feel like that opinion's been out there that you liked all those things? The Disney era?
I have, yes. Definitively, right. Yes.
So were you expecting an invite to Galaxy's Edge?
Oh, here we go.
All right. Well, anyway, moving on. Hey. Neither was I, because I'm an adult and I understand how the world works. Anyway, moving on.
Anyhow.
We're going to talk about something new that we're doing with the pod, and I'm really excited about it.
Yes.
This is, I think we're all partially responsible for what this is going to be. It's finding its footing, but I really want to shout out Ryan. This was sort of his baby in how he has shaped it so far, but we're going to launch next week what we're calling The Outpost. It is... well, Chris, do you want to talk about?
I'll label it a complimentary podcast to the droid you're looking for, and we've noticed that throughout the years, every now and then we'll fall back and we'll start talking about, let's say, a James Bond or a Batman.
Bond 25 being co-written by Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
Oh, there you go. And things like Marvel, which we've kind of did some deep dives in. So we thought, why not? Use our opportunity to kind of separate those episodes from the pack, make them their own, kind of talk about some pop culture news and the goings on, and also sometimes deep dive into certain topics that we find interesting, things that aren't necessarily Star Wars related, but in the realm of just fun pop culture things we love. So
this is a new, totally different podcast, is what you're telling me.
Exactly. But here's the beauty. It's going to be piped into the same feed. You're not going to have to subscribe to anything else. Just look every couple of weeks.
What?
Exactly. Sam's eyes and Sam's tongue just came out of his mouth and we had to roll it up. Just like Jar Jar Binks. But it's going to be in the same feed. You're not going to have to do anything. If you want to pretend it's another episode of the Droids Pod,
you're not going to have to do anything except maybe ignore it.
Exactly. So look for that. So we're going to have The Outpost coming. That's next week, I believe. We're going to start with some coverage of E3. So there you go. Video games are a big topic. Droids.
It's the same podcast.
It's a it's a more specific podcast. You won't hear as much. Non-Star Wars.
So it's in a different feed.
Nope. You're getting it wrong now. Confusing the listeners. Same feed.
So it's the same exact podcast.
Okay. Well, we could do this for days, but
right. You guys get it. You see, you're smarter than the average bear because you understand that it's kind of a new thing. It's a side project that we are launching. It's going to be part of the normal feed. We hope you listen. I think it's going to be fun. As Chris said, we're going to be talking about it's going to run the gamut. Some of it's going to be stuff that's in the news that's very timely. Other times it's going to be, as Chris said, deep dives into other franchises that we love or other films that we love. And it's going to fluctuate in terms of who from the pod is on. It'll be some pairing of the four of us, maybe all four, maybe just two. Sometimes we may have a guest if there's someone we want to talk to about something, but these are going to live right alongside in the normal feed, but they will be clearly labeled. And as Chris revealed, the first one's going to be about E3, which is the video games conference this weekend. You guys know Ryan's going to be sort of the lead, the primary host on this one, because you know he's the biggest video gamer among us. But we're all excited to check out some of the panels. So it should come out next week before episode 83.
So also, just don't be alarmed. The droids aren't going anywhere. This is all bonus content. You're getting bonus content here. So the droids are going to be there. We're going to be talking.
Some podcasts will like make you sign up for Patreon for extra content.
Well, don't talk down on that too much. But no, you're absolutely right. This is a free bonus podcast that lives alongside the droids. You're still going to get your Star Wars news every week, no matter what it is, even if we're making it up like tonight's episode. Just kidding. We didn't make all this stuff up. And you know
it's
what,
real,
Sam?
It's just not news.
It's real. It's just not news. That should be the tagline of the droid you're looking for. But, Sam, even more news about the Outpost. To commemorate our first episode, we are giving away some very special, fun posters that will be featured. We'll put a link in the description, but the only way you can get them is through giving us the secret word. So listen to the Outpost next week. Here's how this works. Listen to the Outpost next week. We're going to reveal the secret word, and the secret word is how you get to enter into the poster. So then you'll email us, Facebook us, tweet us at droidspod, Instagram at droidspod, email at droidspod@gmail.com, but include that secret word after we give it in the next week's Outpost. And we'll explain all of this during the episode as well for some fun pop culture posters. They might be Star Wars. Who knows? They could be other movies that you enjoy.
Okay, so just let me make sure I got it. First step, I got to subscribe to a new podcast, The Outpost, right?
Incorrect. You're just... Oh. And it seems like you're intentionally confusing people.
Oh, no, that would be such a lame bit. I would never do that.
Keep on this feed. So the Outpost will come up next. Then you'll have episode 82 of the 83. Where? How many?
Well, so here's what we're going to do. The Outpost, the episodes in the Outpost, they will not be numbered episodes, right? So yeah, this is episode 82 that you're listening to right now. Sorry, Chris is looking at notes that were not updated. Today's episode, the one that I'm talking on, my voice is bringing you episode 82 right now. We're wrapping that up. So we'll have next week, we will have our first episode of The Outpost in the same feed, and episode 83 of Droids You're Looking For, a Star Wars podcast.
So there you have it. Thanks for listening. And I think we did all right, Sam.
Thanks for listening. At the top of the charts, we are happy to have you.
I don't know what that meant, but
I
love it.
I don't know.
It's good to be back.
I want to work that voice. I think this is a great episode. If we were thin on news, look, folks, we're feeling it. We're in the desert of Jakku waiting for that sweet, sweet bathwater from that big-butted creature. just like Finn after his long walk, we're thirsty for it, for more news, for images.
We're in the home stretch
out there. We're gonna be here with you for it, and hopefully this was fun, and we'll have some sort of off the main line content here coming at you just for our pleasure. So join us next week. Get a double dose of the droids next week.
Tweet at us, droidspod@gmail.com, droidspod@droidspod, Instagram, Facebook, search the droids you're looking for podcast. Please rate our podcast, tell a friend. That would be really helpful. And if you have ideas, suggestions, please just email. Let us know. If you want to deep dive into some topic that you want to hear, please let us know. Thank you
so
much.
Dear droids,
Tell one friend. I told a friend this week, and it was lovely. We're both missing now.
So there you go. William all right, Shatner.
This has been The Droids You're Looking For, a Star Wars podcast. What
they wrote. Annie?
A communications breakup can only mean one thing.
I forgot to plug it in.
Medieval Times. Hey, you guys want to go to Galaxy's Medieval Times?
You guys medieval go Time. To, you guys want to go to Galaxy's Times?
You guys want to go to Galaxy's Medieval Times?
It's a Millennial Falcon.
All right. It's a true Millennial Falcon around here.
Nailed it.
Oh, boy.
Ryan, pick your favorite button. End it there. End it all. End the podcast.